Bear with me, it's just my wires are tangled. Here's some on-hold music while you wait. There we are. Right, we're back. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 214. I've got the key. Do you remember that song?
I've got the key. I've got the secret. I got the key to another place. I got the key.
Who sung it? That's the question. Doing a bit of a quiz for you now. The audio dollops, I'm a week behind with the audio dollops, for which I apologise, but I think I'm more than making up for it now with this bonus content. You've had me singing The Entertainer, and now this little bit of a quiz.
I got the key.
Who sung it? Who wrote it?
I got the secret. I got the key to the place.
It was Urban Cookie Collective. Little bit of trivia for you there. Bonus content, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all about giving you extra. All about providing that little bit extra, ladies. Which is why I've invited your best friend along. I was writing yesterday's dollop backstage at Canmore Festival. While I was writing, a woman came up to me and enthusiastically inquired about how I am managing to use my laptop, given that I am blind. I explained to her that there is a voice telling me what is on the screen.
Great! That's great! She excitedly replied. So, does it tell you what to type, and then you type it?
I assumed that she was joking, so I laughed. But then she said,
No, I'm serious. Is that how it works?
If the voice was telling me what to type, then why would I need to type it? Presumably, if the voice knows what I should be typing, then it can surely just put that text on the screen itself. If the computer did tell me what to type, and all I had to do was just follow its instructions, then it would certainly make writing these dollops a lot easier. But no, I have to do all the thinking and typing. The computer merely reads it back to me. She seemed impressed by the fact that I could type without the screen being on, and she asked me how I knew where the keys were. I explained that I could touch type, and therefore didn't need to be able to see the keyboard. But she didn't seem to believe me. She asked me to prove it, which involved me facing the other way while she shouted out letters, and then I pressed them. She seemed delighted by the fact that I got every letter spot on, and she applauded and whooped, as if I was an illusionist pulling off some impressive trick, rather than simply someone who was accurately hitting letters on a keyboard without looking, which in fairness is something that secretaries have been doing for years. She called a couple of her friends over to take a look. I was beginning to feel a bit embarrassed, given that I was now gaining more of an audience to demonstrate something that, in my opinion, wasn't at all impressive. Her friends didn't seem as enthusiastic about my ability to accurately hit letters on a keyboard, but did a good job of pretending that they were. I don't know who they thought they were humouring, me or her friend. She continued to shout out letters, and I continued to press them.
You have a go,
she said to one of her friends.
Shout out some letters, and boy, he'll get it.
I'm not sure what her thought process was here. Was she getting her friends to shout out letters because she was worried that they might think that the whole thing had been planned in advance, and that me and her had agreed on a sequence of keyboard presses rather than me actually knowing the letters that I was pressing? Maybe she'd misunderstood her friend's lack of enthusiasm to be due to scepticism about my authenticity. Her friends half-heartedly said some letters, and I typed said letters, until eventually her friends just toddled off. The woman asked me what I was writing. I lied and said that I was just doing some boring accounting stuff. After all, I didn't want her to know about this blog, as I knew I'd probably end up writing about this incident and wanted to avoid her reading it in case she took umbrage with my portrayal of her, even though I think I've actually been quite nice and have been accurate in the retelling. When I'd said boring accounting stuff, I assumed that this would dampen her interest, but I should have realised that if this is the kind of woman who gets excited by a man pressing letters accurately on a keyboard, then maybe the mention of boring accounting stuff might also tickle her fancy.
Can I have a look?
She said, with an unsettling level of excitement in her voice. Not having any boring accounting stuff on my computer, I would either have to make an excuse about having to leave or explain about the blog. Ideally, I needed to stay here backstage as it was reaching the end of the day in the UK, meaning that I needed to quickly finish writing the blog and upload it using the backstage Wi-Fi. So I pretended that I'd now moved on from the boring accounting stuff in order to upload my daily blog, which I needed to get uploaded the next 15 minutes before midnight UK time. But she didn't take the hint.
Can I see it?
She said, ramping up the excitement levels even further. She'd been pretty excited before about looking at boring accounting stuff, and now she was nearly orgasmic at the thought of looking at a blog. I need to get this blog uploaded now, as it was a few minutes to midnight in the UK, and we had a gig in half an hour. So I felt that I had no choice but to try and hurry this conversation along. So I gave her my website address. She very enthusiastically declared that she would definitely give it a read. Hopefully, she will read yesterday's blog post and doesn't come back to check out today's. But just in case you are reading this, thanks, but you are bloody weird. By the way, that's not me saying that. That's the computer telling me to type that. Obviously, I think you're perfectly sane and normal, but I have no choice but to type what this damn computer is telling me to type.